This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number if you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program. We're here for you, 844-236-6010. We've got Dr. John Poutalil coming up at the bottom of the hour. Dr. John is an author. Of a book called When Your Child Has Cancer, 7 Tips for Parents of a Child with Cancer. We'll talk to Dr. John Poutalil in our third segment and get your calls in our second segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. You can also head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Purchase longevity products off the website. You can also click on the Join the Team link. If you want to start a longevity business, start a home-based business, and earn some money out of your home and help change the world by helping people understand and leverage the power of a good nutritional supplement program. If you're on prescription drugs, there's nothing more important than a good nutritional supplement program for helping you wean off your medications. If you have a health challenge and you're not getting the results that you want from your prescription drugs or from the modern medical model, from the strategies that your doctor is offering you, get on a nutritional supplement program. If you're healthy and you just want to stay healthy, you just want to live a good long life, get on a nutritional supplement program. I know of no finer system, nutritional supplement program system, than the longevity system, the Healthy Start Pack, the Healthy Brain and Body Pack, all the different systems that the longevity company offers. They're all up at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And our True Skin Health products are all up at truthtreatments.com. Encourage you to take a look at those. Also, our 1,000 plus 4 and 5 star reviews all at truthreview.com. Truthreview.com. Okay, Dr. John Poutalil, in our third segment, we're going to talk about the tragedy of a child with cancer. The average age of a child with cancer is just 6 years old. And as any parent who's had to deal with this horrible, horrific situation can tell you, there's pretty much nothing worse than dealing with a life-threatening illness, than your kid dealing with a life-threatening illness. Dr. John will talk to us about his book, When Your Child Has Cancer, 7 Tips for Parents of a Child with Cancer, in our third segment. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls next segment. We've been talking about the distinction between fats and water, between lipids, lipophilicity, fat-loving, and hydrophilicity. Last program, we were talking about the relationship of lipids to good skin. I'm always, when people ask me, what can I do for my skin? What's the one thing I can do for my skin? I always tell them fats, fats, fats. And of course, if you're not nutritionally savvy, if you don't really understand how nutrition works, and if you've never supplemented, you probably don't understand what I mean when I say fats, fats, fats. I'm talking about fatty nutrients, essential fats. Essential fatty acids are essential fats, and fatty vitamins are essential fats. And also adaptogenic phytonutrients are essential fats. Adaptogenic means adaptogens are molecules that are found throughout nature, they're found throughout the plant kingdom, that help the body, specifically help cells deal with stresses. And these stresses on the cell largely occur at the level of the cell membrane. Adaptogens protect the cell, protect the cell membrane. There are also stresses that occur inside a cell, too. But the adaptogens work on the outside of a cell. They work on the cell membrane. Well, they probably work a little bit inside, but largely they work on the outside of a cell. They protect the outside of a cell. They're found in fruits and veggies and herbs, and they're not extracted from foods very effectively. They're very hard to extract from foods. I did my moment of truth, by the way, a couple days ago on carrots. I talked about the phytonutrients in carrots. Now, carrots were first bred or first cultivated as medicines. They're highly medicinal. They're anti-cancer specifically. They're especially for skin cancer. They protect your skin from the sun. They have anti-inflammatory compounds in them. They're just tremendously medicinal. But the medicines, especially the carotenes, by the way, carrots get their name from the carotenes they contain. Carotenes are incredibly valuable phytonutrients, not just as adaptogens, by the way, but they're also important for eye health, and that's why carrots have the reputation they have for helping protect the eyes or helping improve night vision. In any case, the carotenes, which are so important for various functions in the body, are not extracted very well from the carrots. In fact, only 3% of the carotenes come out of carrots, and that's probably the same order of magnitude as all of these adaptogens are released or broken down or absorbable from the digestive tract, around 3% or so. That might even be a little bit high. The point is that you got to help it. You got to help the digestive system absorb and utilize these phytonutrients, and that's why you always want to put your veggies or blend your veggies with some kind of oil or some kind of butter or even coconut oil. Now, I know all the stuff that's going on about oil and how they're unstable. We've talked about that a lot. Nonetheless, the importance of blending your veggies with some kind of fatty substance cannot be overstated. It is really, really valuable, especially as we get older and we don't absorb our plant nutrients, especially for the skin. I got a Facebook post yesterday. I didn't get a Facebook. I saw a Facebook post yesterday on one of the longevity sites. And it was a gal who has been taking spironolactone and estrogen, presumably for her skin. Spironolactone is a blood pressure drug that is used sometimes for patients who have oily skin or for acne. It's said to be an anti-androgen, meaning it blocks male steroid hormone effects. It blocks the masculinization chemistry. Anti-androgen means it blocks masculinization chemistry. It's thought that oily skin and rapid division of cells has something to do with androgens, with male hormones. And anti-androgens, like spironolactone, are sometimes used to kind of slow down the hyperactive masculine hormone secretions, masculine hormone activity. They're anti-androgens, anti-male. Problem is, spironolactone is a pigmenting agent. Likewise, estrogen, and this woman was on estrogen also, and she wrote a note. She says, "I cannot understand why I'm getting pigmenting all of a sudden." Well, you're largely pigmenting, probably anyway, because you're taking estrogen, which is a pigmenting agent, and you're taking aldosterone or spironolactone, which is a pigmenting agent. And by the way, she's also on anti-diabetic medication, so she's probably got blood sugar problems again. That can also lead to hyperpigmentation. And nobody told this gal, and so she's in the dark. Why am I pigmenting? Well, I sent a note back to her and I explained to her what the mechanism was. Long story short is we don't understand how our skin works, but we all want beautiful skin. And that's a bad combination. To not understand how our body or our skin works and to want to have beautiful skin or to want to have a beautiful body makes us very, very vulnerable to predators. And by predators, I mean people who will take advantage of our ignorance. This is why it's so important to understand how your body works, and it's so important to understand how your skin works, because we all want to be healthy. We all want to look healthy.
But if we don't know how to get healthy, or we don't know why we're not healthy, we are liable to become victims, and there's plenty of predators out there who will take advantage of us. So, when it comes to skin, fats, essential fatty acids, omega-3, omega-6, fatty vitamins, DEEK, and those all-important adaptogenic phytonutrients. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll take a quick break and come back with more good health information and your phone calls. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we'll get your calls in just a moment or two. We've got Dr. John Puthalil Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about childhood cancer. The average age of a child with cancer is just 6 years old. Dr. Puttalil is the author of a book called When Your Child Has Cancer, 7 Tips for Parents of a Child with Cancer. And if you know somebody whose family, whose kid has cancer, it can help you as well. Every day, 43 children in the United States are diagnosed with cancer. We'll talk to Dr. John Puttalil in our next segment and get your calls here momentarily. So hang tight if you're on hold, 844-236-6010. So we're talking about fats in the skin. I also want to get to, I'm just going to today, but maybe tomorrow we'll talk about fats in the brain. The brain is largely made up of fats. In fact, the nervous system is the nerve cells that make up the nervous system are coated with a layer of fat. Particularly omega-3 fats are important for nervous system health. Adaptogenic fats are also important, of course, and also fatty vitamins are very important for nervous system health and the health of nerve cells if you're dealing with any kind of nerve problems. We'll probably talk about that, if not tomorrow, the day after. As far as the skin goes, pretty much all skin issues are going to have a relationship to fats. Fat, and by that I mean fat deficiency or fat malabsorption. And of course, I'm not talking about diet. I'm not talking about potato chips and donuts and French fries. I'm talking about essential fatty acids, fatty vitamins, and phytonutrients, plant nutrients or adaptogens. There's a really interesting and very distressing skin condition called keratosis pyloris. Keratosis pyloris is more commonly referred to as chicken skin or orange peel skin. It's patches of tiny hard bumps that resemble really tiny microscopic pimples, and if you rub your hand along there, it feels really bumpy. It's benign. It's not a big deal, but it can be very distressing, and it can be very embarrassing, and it can be very unpleasant, and it can also be uncomfortable. It usually happens in the upper arms or the butt or the thighs. Sometimes people have a little bit on their face. Usually it doesn't happen on the face. So mostly it's on the upper trunk area, upper arm area, sometimes the upper leg area. Sometimes for some African-American men or men who have curly hair, sometimes there'll be a little coiled ingrown hair inside the bump. It's not a serious problem. As I say, it's just it's unpleasant and it could be itchy. But where it is kind of serious is it's a pointer. The problem itself is not serious, but it's a pointer to a deficiency, specifically vitamin A deficiency. Vitamin A deficiency and keratosis pyloris go hand in hand. In fact, you can induce keratosis pyloris-like symptoms in animals when you remove vitamin A from the diet. As I've been saying, if you remove a vitamin or a nutrient out of the diet, you can assess what that nutrient's doing by watching for what biological symptoms show up in connection with that deficiency. That's how they discovered the purposes of various vitamins. They take thiamine out of the diet, and they find that there's mental health problems. They take essential fatty acids out of the diet, and they find there's skin problems. They take vitamin A out of the problem, keratosis pyloris, or maybe eye health issues show up. So if you're dealing with keratosis pyloris, i.e. chicken skin, yes, it's harmless, but if you're dealing with it and it's unpleasant or it's itchy or you want to address the condition, get yourself on some vitamin A. In two ways, in two directions. Get yourself on vitamin A taken internally, 20,000 IU a day, and I recommend high doses. 20,000 is a high dose. Compared to the recommended daily allowance, anyway. 20,000 IU of vitamin A in conjunction with an entire well-rounded nutritional supplement program, and then make sure you're using retinol. If you want to get the prescription version, get retinoic acid and apply topically. Between internal supplementation with vitamin A in conjunction with an entire nutritional supplement program, well-rounded supplement program, and topical vitamin A, and maybe topical alpha hydroxy acids, and sunshine too, keratosis pyloris can disappear, and disappear pretty quickly within days. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010. Let's go to the phones and say good morning to our friend Rob in Ontario, hopefully with a new telephone. Rob, what's up, buddy?
Hello, Ben, can you hear me now?
Way better. A little quiet, but I don't have that irritating noise. What'd you do? Do you have a new phone?
No, I'm actually on the internet now. It's on your side now.
Maybe it's on our side. Maybe it's on our side. So what's going on?
Okay, Ben, I am, this is the horror story of any family caregiver's life. When a family member, my mother, was taken away in the hospital, she was under law. She was put under so-called form.
She was what?
Formed a Mental Health Act.
They took her away against her will?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How about against her family's will, too? Or did somebody suggest that the government just decided to take her?
No, I was her caregiver. I was the family caregiver to my mother for 25 years. So I'm a veteran family caregiver. I'm bringing towards the government now, and the government never supported me because we're unpaid family caregivers. We take the brunt. We bear all the burdens, you know, on our backs, and we don't get any real, support from the government. And dealing with their allopathic mainstream medicine system is horrific.
And you can only imagine.
Yeah, I mean.
So what's the bottom line here? You want some nutritional choices, or are you just kind of sharing?
Nutritional stories. My mother was blocked from nutrition.
That's criminal. That's criminal. But it's I don't even know how to. That must make you so angry. I mean, it makes me angry just hearing about it, how they do that. And they think you're the idiot, by the way. They think I'm the idiot.
That's the way that I was actually considered to be in that respect.
You're like some whack job. You're some whack job. You don't understand science. Have you noticed how people are deifying this idea called science, which is their opinion of science, and how people don't believe science if they don't agree?
Science is so corrupt nowadays.
Corrupt.
How can you believe what is what? You know, science is a business, just like doctors are a business as well, too. And Canadian laws protect doctors over, unfortunately. So,
it's terrible.
I was actually blocked from helping my mother. I was blocked from knowing the drugs that were given to my mother.
Oh, my God. They wouldn't tell you the drugs? They wouldn't let you know what they were giving her?
Oh, no, this particular doctor, he blocked me because I already indicated malpractice in the hospital. My mother got behavior problems, reactions because of antibiotics.
How is she doing? I'm going to run out of time. Tell me how she's doing now, Rob.
Oh, she's dead.
Oh, my goodness.
She was forced. She was exterminated, Ben. She was forced.
It's heartbreaking.
Threw my half sister into long-term care, where she was killed within 30 days.
How old was she?
She was 93.
Oh my goodness! I am so sorry, Rob. And when was this? How long ago was this?
This was in 2016, and I'm still reliving it every single day.
That's tragic, Rob. Make it your business to help other people. To help other people understand what's going on.
And I'm relying on you to help with nutrition right now, too. And, I've been listening to you for the longest time. That's why I'm joining longevity and,
Good job. Hey, send me an email, Rob. Send me an email with your phone number, will you? Ben@ksco.com. We're out of time. Thank you so much, Rob. Appreciate it. Sorry for John.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. While it's been a big problem in recent years for the U.S. military, suicides have risen this year by as much as 20% as service members struggle with isolation amid other impacts of COVID-19, added to pressures of deploying to war zones and responding to disasters and civil unrest. Incidents of violent behavior also spiking. The numbers vary by service, but it's especially taking its toll in the Army, where senior leaders say there's been a 30% jump in active duty suicides this year so far compared to this time last year. They're looking at ways to shorten combat deployments and put more focus on soldier well-being. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo criticizing the media for unfair treatment of the administration's foreign policy, telling Fox News the media hasn't told positive stories about foreign policy accomplishments. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
No weather relief for weary firefighters as a heat wave, low humidity, and gusty winds have California facing still more fire danger. A red flag warning took effect for much of Northern California and parts of Southern California over the weekend, and it is still in effect. Two new fires in Northern California are now burning thousands of acres already. It's been a record-setting season for wildfires in the Golden State, with over 3.7 million acres already scorched, and many fires still burning, some of them having scorched over 100,000 acres alone. Former 49ers legend Joe Montana and his wife Jennifer stopping their grandchild from being kidnapped. Authorities say that Montana flagged down a deputy near their Malibu home yesterday after a woman had gotten into the house and tried to grab their 9-month-old grandchild. Montana and his wife were able to wrestle the baby away. The suspect initially escaped but was later caught by deputies. Actor and comedian Dax Shepard admits he's been battling an opioid addiction. During an episode of his podcast, Armchair Expert, Shepard said that he's been hooked on a painkiller, Vicodin, for the past couple of months. He had been sober for years, 16 years. Shepard said he was moving towards recovery, saying as of Friday, he'd been sober again for 11 days. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for being here. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on the archive pages at brightsideben.com, also benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up with a search engine. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And you can start a home-based business by clicking on the Join the Team link for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Also, would like to remind you to check out our True Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing. Wound healing equals beauty. The same mechanisms that heal wounds beautify the skin. And if you can't put your wrinkle product on a wound and have it accelerate the healing of a cut or scrape or burn or other kind of any other kind of skin trauma, it isn't a wrinkle cream. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. They're all up at truthtreatments.com and our 1,000 plus 4 and 5 star reviews at truthreviewed.com. Okay, I am excited to have our guest on, John Puttalil, MD, allergist and pediatrician and author of several books, Eat, Chew, and Live, Diabetes, The Real Cause, and his latest book, Surviving Cancer is his third book, and his fourth book is his latest book, When Your Child Has Cancer. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Dr. John Puttalil. Hello, Dr. John. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, Ben. I thank you for having me and thank our listeners.
Yes, and it's nice to have you. So is it my imagination or are childhood cancers increasing and increasing dramatically?
It is not increasing dramatically in the United States. However, around the world, it is steadily increasing.
And so in the United States, it's not increasing, you're saying, or not increasing dramatically?
It is not increasing dramatically. Very, very little increase in the actual incidence year per year per 100,000 population.
Is there something dramatic that's occurring, or is it just our collective poor health, the poor ways we take care of our bodies, the way we eat, our toxic environment, et cetera? Or is there something special happening?
Well, let me give a little bit of history how I got into this one, cancer, because that's not my specialty. May I?
Yes, of course.
9 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer. And I was curious about why did I have it. I was told, check the American Cancer Society website. And they said, cancer is caused by improper diet and lack of exercise. And I could not believe that because I thought I knew how to eat and how to exercise, and I was doing that every day. So I went deep into the causation of cancer. And the result of that was my publication of my book, Surviving Cancer. This was 9 years ago that I was diagnosed. 3 years ago, I published that book. I was giving a talk at that time to an audience of cancer specialists and in a cancer hospital. At the end of the talk, one cancer specialist stood up and asked, Dr. John, the average age of an adult with cancer is 60 plus years because it takes accumulation of 6 decades of mutations to produce a cancer cell in the body of an adult. However, the average age of a child with cancer is 6.
Mm.
So the child has not lived long enough to accumulate
right.
all these mutations. So how can a child develop cancer?
Yeah.
So that got me thinking. And the result of that is the new book, When Your Child Has Cancer.
Well, tell us exactly, because I have that same question. You know, if cancer is a stress on the body, and the kind of stresses, cellular stresses, require decades to finally, for cells to just give up and become cancerous, how does that happen in a young child, 6 years old?
Right. So now you have to look at what is cancer. Cancer means uncontrolled multiplication of a cell. Now, every cell that multiplies is called a stem cell. Every cancer starts with a stem cell. And the stem cell is a mother cell that produces baby cells. And stem cells are present by the thousands in our body. For example, the average lifespan of a cell in the intestinal lining is only 2 to 3 days. So it has to be replaced by a new cell produced by a mother stem cell in the intestine. The average age of a white cell may be 2 to 3 weeks because it fights infections and die. So you need new cells produced by stem cells in the bone marrow. The average age of a skin cell is about 2 to 4 weeks, and it has to be replaced. When you get a cut in the skin, new cells are produced by the stem cells, and when they meet, when the cut is filled up, they stop the cell division. That's normal, automatic. We don't even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
However, in cancer, once the stem cells start dividing, it cannot stop. That is what cancer is. Do you know when we have the maximum number of precancerous stem cells in the body?
In the fetus,
when you are in the mother's womb, the fetal stage, you have the maximum number. Mm-hmm. And 99% of them are destroyed by our immune system.
So something goes wrong with the immune system? Could it be that something keeps the immune system from killing off?
Excellent question. That is exactly the question I asked. If we have such powerful immune system to kill off 99% of precancerous cells in a fetus, how come we have cancer in a child? Let's think about it for a minute. The stem cells are being produced as a cancer stem cell is multiplying at a rate of 1,000 new cells per hour. Suppose our immune system can take care of only 900 cells an hour. 100 cells remain. In other words, it is a ratio. It's a balance between multiplication on the one side and immune system capability to destroy the cells on the other side. What I'm trying to say is it need not be the defect or the incapacity of the stem cells, but accelerated multiplication of the cancer cell. The balance is shifted because most of the children who develop childhood cancer don't show any other evidence of immune deficiency, such as repeated infections. Yet they develop cancer. So what I am suspecting is there is accelerated growth of cancer cell compared to the capability of the immune system to destroy them.
Then the question is what does that and how can we avoid it?
Okay.
And how come it doesn't happen all the time? It happens, you know, relatively rarely.
Right. That is, again, an excellent question. So the
we got to take a commercial break, okay? Because I don't want to get started and then have to cut you off. So when we come back, we'll ask that question, okay? What is it that triggers that growth, and why does it happen so rarely? You would think that it would happen more frequently if there was some cause to it. There's something in the environment that's causing it. You think it would happen more frequently, and it wouldn't be so relatively rare. So what is it that triggers it, and why doesn't it happen more frequently? We got Dr. John Puccellillo on the Bright Side. The book is When Your Child Has Cancer, Insights and Information to Empower Parents. We'll be back with more of Dr. John Puccellillo on the Bright Side right after this.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, talking to Dr. John Puttalil, When Your Child Has Cancer, is his latest book. Dr. John, so what is it that triggers this whole problem, and why does it happen so rarely?
Well, first of all, cancer cells are being produced in the body off and on. Everybody has cancer cells in the body. Anytime a stem cell divides, if it divides faster, mutations can happen and it can form a cancer cell. However, our immune system is so capable of taking care of it. So your question is very valid. If that is the case, why are we having cancer and why is it increasing globally? Even though in the United States, the childhood cancer incidence is stable. It's not increasing, it is not decreasing. But the death rate is because we have very, very good treatment. Now, having said that, the question is why? What makes the child, the cancer stem cell, produce more cells? In order to produce more cells, the cancer stem cell needs both energy and materials to construct a new cell. Just like any newborn baby, the baby is produced or is nurtured in the mother through nutrients that produce energy and construction materials. Cancer cells get these, both energy and construction materials, from blood glucose. When I say blood glucose, it is also known as blood sugar, so most people automatically think about table sugar. No. In the modern diet, grains provide the most glucose for the body as soon as it is digested. The grains are digested, whether it is wheat or rice or corn, any grain flour food digested in the intestine yields a lot of glucose. So immediately after a meal, if you look at the modern day diet, 50 to 70% of the energy, daily energy intake, food energy intake come from grains. So immediately after the diet, there is a surge of glucose, and this glucose stimulates the pancreas to release insulin. And insulin promotes the growth of every cell in in the body, including a cancer cell. This is why people with type 2 diabetics have higher incidence of pancreatic and liver cancer, for example, or other cancers. So this accelerated multiplication induced by glucose and insulin is responsible for cancer outpacing or overwhelming the capability of the immune system and surviving in a child's body. That is my hypothesis in this book.
Well, grains, people have been eating grains and high amounts of grains for thousands of years. Why would the increase happen all of a sudden?
Again, excellent question. That's the question I get commonly asked. If you look back 100 years ago, the percentage of total daily energy from food belonging to the grain group, grain flour products, was only 35% or less. So it has almost doubled. Because of the agricultural revolution 60 years ago, and also because of most of the farm subsidy to the tune of $25 billion a year go to grain farming. So now, the cheapest food available, the most cheap food available and packaged food, convenient food, are all, or prepackaged foods, are all made, mostly made with grains.
And the grains don't have, of course, the fiber, and they don't have the shells and the outside outer hulls of the grains. So you're getting basically the endosperm, the concentrated sugar.
It is glucose, essentially, yes.
Yeah. So where do things like glyphosate and pesticides and fertilizers, where do those fit into the equation?
They could, but the problem is the type of cancer seen all around the world in children are the same. But the exposure is different in each country.
So not all countries are dealing with those pesticides and fertilizers?
Exactly. They're different in different settings, but the type of cancer is the same. So if it is related to a particular exposure, it should be a particular type of cancer. That is not what we are seeing.
What do you think about electro pollution, 5G and wireless and such? Do you think that has an impact?
That, again, there is no conclusive evidence. It depends on how long you talk. Is it consistent or is it repeated? Is it the total amount or the total duration each time? Is the frequency? There is so many variables, it is difficult to conclude one way or another at this stage. Especially for children, that will not apply anyway.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that this is a food or dietary issue. So, number one, what do you think of the ketogenic diet for kids, or kids who have cancer, if not just for all kids?
Right now, the ketogenic diet is very successfully used to control certain types of epilepsy in children. And yes, that is the modification or type of diet that I am proposing. Keep in mind, I'm not suggesting you don't go through the treatment program as your oncologist or your cancer care team tells you. I have no interference with that. I don't want to interfere with that. You should continue. The key point I'm making is right now there are 400,000 adults in the United States who are survivors of childhood cancer.
How many?
Many of them have late effects.
How many did you say, doctor?
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear the number.
400,000 adults who are survivors of childhood cancer. Many of them have side effects, late effects, memory problems, infertility, and second cancers. So most of those are related to the quantity of treatment or the amount of treatment, radiation or chemotherapy. Suppose we can reduce the amount of treatment needed, amount of radiation, amount of chemotherapy, then these people can have a better quality of life later on. That is my primary focus.
So you're saying use the medical strategies, but allow, if you use other strategies, that will allow you to use less of them, less chemo, less radiation.
Exactly. If you don't feed the cancer cell, they cannot multiply faster. If they are not multiplying, the doctor does not have to use as much medication. If you don't get as much medication, he has that much less side effects.
Okay, so give us a couple. We only have a couple minutes here, so give us two or three dietary or maybe nutritional. You haven't mentioned nutritional supplementation strategies or dietary strategies that a parent can use for their child.
One thing is, on the one hand, you want to control the multiplication of the cell. On the other side, you want your child's immune system. And the immune system needs over 100 different nutrients. And you cannot get it from one food or one meal. You need a variety. And most of that you can get from different types of vegetables, fruits, nuts, mushrooms, spices, herbs, everything. If you need to use supplement, if you feel like it, that's fine too. But make a variety of different vegetables available to the child.
Does your book have menu choices, food choices,
yes.
specifics on what parents can feed their kids?
Yes.
Okay, so that's when your child has cancer, insights and information to empower parents. All right, we have about a minute, Doc. Give us like one thing that you want everybody to know or parents to know if their kid is dealing with, God forbid, dealing with cancer.
The main thing is to let the child know it is not the child's fault because the child feels guilty that he or she has upset the whole family dynamics. Give the child confidence that it's not the child's fault. Second, you should never show anxiety in front of the child because the child will feel he or she is responsible. Empower yourself. Understand what's going on because part of your own stress is because of what is unknown. So get to know what you're dealing with.
Doc? Did we lose the doc?
Yes.
Okay. I thought we lost you. All right. The book is When Your Child Has Cancer, Insights and Information to Empower Parents. Very important book. How do people find the book and how do people find you if they want to talk to you?
Amazon.com. Amazon has the book. My website is drjohnonhealth.com.
Dr. John, J-O-H-N, onhealth.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Pudalil. We'll have you again soon. Thank you so much for your book. Very important work. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
All right. Take care, buddy. When Your Child Has Cancer, Insights and Information to Empower Parents, Dr. John M. Pudalil, and that's P-O-O-T-H-U-L-L-I-L. Very important book, and God forbid if you know anybody or if your child has cancer, this is one you want to read. Thanks so much, folks, for listening to The Bright Side. I am pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.